John Hart's in studio to drop a new music video, and Brandon Lee is here to give you a nice little performance. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
I'm a little nasty, I ain't even got a front. Look you from your head down, down in your butt. I'm Mike Tyson, that booty, I knock that ass out. Got that crack and I'm pookie, it make me spaz out.
Hey, welcome to Black Hollywood Lives, The Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio. Unfortunately, my queen to be, she ain't here. Shady. That's fine, but we got Mr. Carter in the building.
You already know, though.
And you know what? We had to do like a throwback Wednesday, so you know who's back on board. Hey. We got him in the building, Poppy Watts.
You see it. I'm back in the building, man. Been working. I miss y'all, though.
Missed you too. And like he said, we've been working, so stay tuned because we have some big news to announce to y'all. Y'all gonna be turned. You're gonna love it, and we're gonna give you a way to not only just send us your videos, but a way to party with us too.
Hey, let's get it.
All right, we got two special guests here in studio. Brandon Lee.
What up, what up? I'm so blessed to be here. Thank y'all for having me.
Thank you for coming through. I'm excited to hear this performance that we got going on. And John Hart in the building.
Yo, how y'all doing? Thank y'all for having me.
We had to start with that because, I mean, that's just like the turn-up song.
Jam.
Like, literally, probably within the top 5 to 10 of all-time turn-ups. Whose booty is it?
Man, I'm still searching.
Well, what was it like? I mean, this song really caught fire. Like, I mean, how did you hear this song and you instantly were like, oh, boy, watch what this about.
Nah, I actually didn't know. I woke up one morning with just the who is it? That just stuck in my head, just that part though. So I hit my producer, like one of the guys who I worked like a lot with back in the Bay. I was still living in the Bay at the time. I live in LA now. But I hit him up like, yo, I'm coming to the studio. I got a concept I just want to build off of. And I went in, I sung them that part, and we built the whole record from scratch right there.
That's crazy. Yeah. So was there like an initial, like, the night before you and your boys were like arguing over a girl, like, who booty is it? Like, or where did that, it just,
bro, you just woke up wondering, I just woke up like with that phrase in my head. Like, I swear, I'm like, so I was like, okay, I'm just going to make a record off of it. Because, you know, like, inspiration for records come all different ways. Man. Like, you could be driving in the car, you could be at the house, you could be in the club, whatever, it just comes. And it just came.
So is that kind of your writing process? Like, you'll get kind of like a little hook, you hit up your, you know, whoever, and you guys start creating a beat, or do you do the beat first?
All different ways. Really? I get in the studio, we start from scratch, or sometimes I already have a beat and something will spark. It comes all kind of ways. Like, inspiration, it's the vibe. Like, mm-hmm. The vibe just comes. Like, and that's what I love about art, though. It just comes.
So now you're a Virgo, so I know that with being a Virgo, there's a little bit of ADHD that comes with that.
I think so.
For you, I know that's me, but so for you, how do you kind of, I mean, obviously you're a creator, so you hear, like, all right, whose booty is it? So I can imagine you probably have, like, 20 other phrases and beats in your head. How do you kind of stick and create one?
Sometimes project. It is hard, because like you said, like for me on my phone, like I have this notepad, like notes and like just full of concepts, lines, different things like that. So when I get in, like I'll go over and be like, ah, this just fits that vibe, like whatever the concept is. And sometimes it is hard to settle like, yo, this is what it has to be. But I mean, once you kind of lay it down and kind of hear it back and stuff like that, you know, like you're like, okay, that's it. Right. But then on the flip side, there's sometimes where you'll lay something in the studio, go home and listen to it and be like, start all over. Man, and then really? Go erase all that and then start over. Yeah. So it's just the creative process.
All right. Yeah. So now your creative process, so we have a new song here. The single is called Beat Bust Down.
Beat Bust Down.
Clayton William.
Yeah.
And Mr. Vegas.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's that's actually kind of epic. That's
so huge. This whole project came about. It's called Hella Loud. Like, the project title is called Hella Loud. It's a John Hart times Clayton Williams. So I'm the artist on all the records, and then Clayton Williams produced all the records. Okay. And he's also like DJing my shows, because we put together like a whole new stage show with two female background dancers. We got like, we're merging worlds with this project. So we're merging like the R&B world, and then with like hints of like electronic stuff. Mm-hmm. So if you hear Beat Bust Down, like the drop on it, the dun, 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 like that's more like the electronic side. But we're doing it in a way where I don't lose myself, like my swag, my vibe. We keep all that in this new thing.
How long did it take for you to kind of come up with that concept for you as an artist to be like, okay, I don't want to fully jump into electronic?
It took me a while to get to this project simply because, like, so the Who Booty record is now in this lane that they call R&B bass. Like, I don't know if you guys heard that term, but, like, that's, like, it's R&B bass. So, like, I've been doing R&B bass music forever. Like, I used to be in a group, and we were doing that back in my group. Mm-hmm. Who Booty was my first solo record as a solo artist that I put out. So I've been doing R&B bass forever, and I just came to a point where, like, I just needed a new energy. I wanted to try something new. And that's how, like, this Beat Bust Down and this whole new project came about. Because I was just like, I just need to go vibe and tap into a different part. Because I was, of myself, I was just talking about, like, a lot of my music is clubs, booties, the females, like, the bottles, you know what I'm saying? So I was, like, really in that. And I'm like, let me just go open up. So, like, this whole project, like, this is just the first single off this Hella Loud project that's just... Like, I've expanded as an artist, like, and it's dope. I'm excited.
I love hearing that. All right, so let's take a look. So here we go. It's Beat Bust Down. Joelle.
Yeah,
that's who was singing in that, right?
Yeah, that's who's on the hook. The hook part. Yeah.
First of all, like, not to get personally, use Melissa right now, okay? That's because why I'm going to say that is because this is a world song. This now can take you out of R&B and really can bring you to a whole world level. This is it right here.
Yeah.
I see it. I can see. I don't know what Clayton looked like, what he or whatnot, but I see the stage show. I see it. The energy that you give up there, like, push this. I'm really excited for this, actually.
It's funny, though. Yeah. This is like, it's a different world that I'm actually still learning. I've been, like, heavy into it, but, like, what we're doing, like, on the stage show, for example, is if you ever been to an R&B concert, like, we give you that, the silky, sensual of R&B, but then if you ever been to a rave or a festival where it's all energy, glow sticks, fog cannons, lights, we give you that all in one. So, like, we just did a 10-city West Coast tour with it, and it actually was really dope, like, introducing it. It's a whole different world for me, though. Like, it's crazy.
So, within it, now that you've kind of started it, you've done a tour, like, what have you learned, like, as far as moving into this project or even your future projects? Is there, like, an element that's kind of been added to you?
Yeah. I think this whole other lane, it was like the festival, the rave lane is just about people and just about energy and really like love and having a bigger purpose.
Which is funny because R&B is about that too.
Yeah, in a totally different way. But we're bringing them together because a lot of people actually, when I started this project, looked at me like, wait, you're a black dude trying to do what? Like, for real, honestly. Because I mean, if you think about it, like, who's doing like that really pop crossover music that's black? Jason Derulo? I mean, who else? You know what I'm saying? Like, you get features of people like Ty has a feature with Afrojack, so you get stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But there's nobody who's like,
here's my project.
This is my project. Yeah. It's always feature based. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I've learned a lot. I enjoy it. But what I don't want people to think though is like, oh, he's not doing R&B anymore or he switched over. Like, nah, like, I'm giving you everything. Because as an artist, as a person, we have so many dimensions of ourselves, you know what I'm saying? So I may be feeling this way one day or want to do this one day, so I'm going to give you everything. I'm going to give you my regular R&B John Hart, and I'm going to also give you this new Hella Loud John Hart. And it's just art, and that's what it is.
I mean, I'm with it. I support what y'all think.
No, I love it. I was over here dancing the whole time. I was like, right, hey, on. This is fire.
I'm a fan, been a fan, gonna stay a fan.
Thank you, bro.
I rock with it, man. Hey, what inspires you to do it, man? You know what I mean? Because I know you for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just going through the music industry. So during Who Booty, I was signed to Sony Epic. And everything was going great. And then, like, when it came to the second single, like, the label wanted to go with one single.
Oh, it's about that
single. And then I had other singles, like, to fall in line with Who Booty. And, like, a few of our big radio supporters, before the official second single came out, was like, yo, come with something more in the family of Who Booty, which I had. I had, like, three of those just sitting at the time, like bangers, you know what I'm saying? And the label came back like, nah, we want to go with this. And when we put that out though, it was totally left field, so it didn't like keep establishing the brand. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I went through things with the label, and then ended up getting released from the label, and then just going through the whole process of how people treat you. Like, when you up, everybody's rocking with you. Then when you down, like, nobody rocking with you. Your phone don't ring no more. So just going through like all that and doing the same R&B music, I was just like, yo, like, I need something different.
Mm-hmm. Fresh breath of air.
And that's what it was for me. So it started off of me just doing, like, I hit up Clayton, because Clayton has been telling me, he's from the Bay as well, we both from the Bay, and we had moved out to LA around the same time, and he was hitting me like, yo, I'm doing, like, this remix thing with, like, still, you know, 808s, and, like, it still has that swag, but putting electronic stuff on it, like, elements on top of that. Like, let's try something. And I'm like, nah, I'm cool. I'm good what I'm doing. And then finally, I hit him one day like, yo, let's get in the lab. I just need different. Like, let's just do something different. And so we started with one record, and I was like, that's kind of cool. And then we just kept creating, and now we got a whole EP. And in the first video, about to shoot the second video off the project, and that's how it started.
The songs all kind of, like, I mean, this one obviously had, like, a little bit of soca involved.
Mm-hmm. We have a few like that, okay. But, like,
I mean, I'm with it. Like, no, yeah, I love that for you. That's a great sound.
This project balances. I have a few with that Caribbean soca vibe, but then also I have, like, regular just R&B with, like, ooh, drops.
Okay.
Elements like that. So yeah, it's not all Caribbean. All
right, so Hella Loud, make sure you guys check it out.
Yeah.
We're getting a new video before the end of the year, right?
Absolutely.
Boom. What's the second single called?
Until You.
Until You.
Yeah.
I'm with it. All right, yeah. John, you're going to be one of my
new fans. Got a banger. I don't want to speak too soon. We got a banger with Dej Loaf as well. Hey. Like, but on the crazy, like, it gives you that urban, but then, like, take you somewhere else. So stay tuned for that.
And
so
I can't imagine, because the way her voice sits on records.
It's crazy. Yeah. No, it's just a dope.
And
record.
Shout out to Clayton, brother, that beat. We had all our shoulders in here. Like. And thank shout out to Mr. Man. Vegas, too. Been listening to him for years. Yeah. All right, so this next artist, y'all, she was a YouTube star, and she got really big. DJ Mustard been fucking with her. Her name is Ella May. She got this single out called 10,000 Hours. Let's take a look.
Found the one.
Okay.
They say practice makes perfect. I know I deserve it. Sometimes you should do it for fun. Baby, when I clock up, I can't wait. Promise this time won't go to waste. For all we put up now, I won't let your love down.
Hey, Ella Mai, 10,000 Hours. Yeah, have you heard of her?
I haven't.
Oh, really?
That's a nice vibe.
That
I like
baseline.
Yeah, that baseline.
Check
crazy.
Her out on Instagram, and then you'd probably have to scroll back a few, but like, or even YouTube her. She used to do all these cover songs, and like, but she takes a cover song to a whole nother level. Like, and it almost is hard for me. It's kind of like with Danny Devastation. Like, I always say to them, it's like, the way you twist and take other people's songs, it's hard for me to listen to your own music now because she just will put her twist on it.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. What do you guys think of the visual for this, though?
I thought it was hot, man. I think she killed it. I always like to hear, like, singers come in and do, like, play with it. Like you said, the groove, play with the vibe, different runs. She had a few different runs in that it made me, like, and I felt like a little chill down your spine. So it kind of
and didn't
your
do too much. It was like,
it was this, you know, man, it was a vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
I love the simplicity of everything. Actually, like her vocal, I like that there's not a lot of background vocals, so you can really hear the quality of her lead. Yeah. And I mean, Mustard with that bass line, like the minute it started, I got chills. Like, I wish if I could play any other instrument, I would play bass. Nice. I love that bass line. But what I love so much about this video is that it's really, it's so simple and it's like really clean. It just made me, like, I'm so inspired by this song. I love this song right now.
Go ahead, girl. Mustard, you better.
Okay, anything.
Put your hand in all the pots.
You got the slappers.
All right, so we're going to do another premiere right now. So you see, normally I wear my cross, but today I'm wearing these Rocks. Shout out to Rocks by Stevie Hearts. So, you know, friend of the family here at The Beat. So he dropped his new project, and he's premiering some videos with us. So this first one is called Big Headed. Every week we're going to drop a new video by Stevie, and then at the final we're going to give you guys a nice little melody performance by him. Yes. All right, so the video is called Big Headed. Take a look.
Say all you gotta do is put your heart in it, right? Look, every day they ask the same question. How I bring that pressure, got the game stressing. I got these losers stuck, they in the same session. And got these old heads trying to regain leverage. TNT, I'm the shit, that's my divine reference. The silent tense, but I still bring a calm presence. Man, I even leave your mom breathless. When I walk through the door, I had a mom jealous. When I walk out to find prom dresses, a diamond in the rough, and you got precious, it's still the king. I'm a shooting star, so believe the scheme and salute your star. I can see the dream to be a superstar. Super self-esteem is coming through my heart. I pull up to valet, them niggas know not to move my car. I'm big headed. Can't sit behind me. So high and mighty. No one beside me, I'm big headed. You can't sit behind me. So high and mighty. No one beside me, I'm big headed. Monday, courtside, game 7. Can't tell me this life ain't heaven. Nah, nigga, we ain't got the same preference. All you niggas taste like the same dressing. But I'm saucy than a mug on romaine lettuce. And my chick rockin' Alexander Wang wedges. Now these niggas wanna fuck my bitch. These homies ain't homies. You take a shot, you knew it was a her monkey wet, bathed the name. She found Christ, amazing grace. Can't touch her, LaRonda Saint 19, go to club, don't need ID. All the baddies in the building gon' be by me. Tom Brown on the T, and it's so pricey. Raph Simmons on the feed, and they so icy. Paul Smith on the jeans, make the hoes like me. Known fact that these niggas is gon' bite me. It's a known fact that these niggas is gon' bite me. Do they do it the same? It's so unlikely. I'm big headed.
Boom, Stevie Hearts, nice. Big headed. It's so funny because I was just talking to him and I was telling him, I was like, oh, yeah, I want you to come in on this other show I'm doing. And he was like, okay, well, you didn't have a guest already booked. I said, well, we're going to have this Compton rapper come in. But I was like, you know, his energy just isn't the same. And he was like, I'm a Compton rapper too. And that's why I appreciate him, because I feel like he just has he brings this essence of LA, but then he has just this eccentric energy.
Very eccentric.
I will always love rappers who have a sense of humor. Like, to me, that, like, it's like Busta, you know, like, Busta, like, back in, like, you know, early 2000s, like, every video he did was kind of a joke. It was funny, but that endeared me to him, and I think that's what like works for me with him. Like, he's funny.
Some of them punchlines was funny.
Like he's funny. He makes me laugh. Mm-hmm. I want to listen to more.
Shout out to Stevie. All right, so we are going to have another video from him next week, you guys. And then also make sure you guys check out his Rocks, Rocks by Stevie. Okay, so I was watching this show called Insecure. Anyone seen that on HBO?
I haven't.
You ever heard of Awkward Black Girl? It was a YouTube.
I've seen probably like one or two episodes of Awkward Black Girl.
So Issa Rae is the girl who plays that.
Okay.
Pharrell basically found the show on YouTube. It was huge, but and then he found it and was like, yo, what the fuck? So now she got her own sitcom on HBO. So I heard this beat and I was just like, "The have you ever Shazammed a song on a TV show?
Yeah. Oh, not on a TV show.
Oh, I'd be in there listening to the backtracks like, what is that? And it's a pain in the ass, especially when you're doing it from a streaming device to have to rewind and whatnot. But so I found this artist. Her name is TT the Artist. And when I tell you, this bitch done took like the 90s and fucked him into 2016 because this girl is the queen of the clubs with this. Her entire album, it's called Art Royalty. It's like, I was going to use a really bad word, but it was just ridiculous. Check it out. So the song is called TT the Artist. Well, it's TT the Artist, Thug It Out.
At the mouth and it's gonna be tonight. All my bitches thugging and they ready for a fight.
She gotta come
all
with
that.
That.
Shit you gon' say it to my face. Hold my cell phone, grab my purse. I'm about to catch a case with my bandana on. Yeah, I'm about to thug it out. Treat these niggas like my hoes and put my dick all in they mouth. If you got a problem, we can settle it tonight. Meet me outside. You ain't about that life.
Hey, TT the Artist, Thug It Out. What are y'all thinking?
I want to fight. Gave me real Friday. Thug It. The video gave me real Friday.
Where's she from?
Friday.
Yeah,
what city is that?
I want to say she's from out here. Okay. But the thing is the beats give me like a little mix of Chicago.
Yeah, I was about to say
Detroit.
Like,
out there, yeah.
That looks like Chicago.
That
like,
does look
oh,
like,
does it?
Yeah, I was like...
But she's so dope. Like, and the whole album is just like... As a DJ, I can put it anywhere. But this song came on, and I was like, well, this is real violent. Like, I don't know. This might promote something negative. But the other thing, I wonder if she's a lesbian because she keeps, with this reference, she keeps referencing her dick. There's another song, literally the first line in it is she said, I got a 9-inch dick. And you're like, but it's fucking popping. Okay. Art Royalty. I mean, the video's simple, clean, but it goes with the song. I like the little dancing.
Yeah.
Brings me back to like a 90s Missy Elliott. Yeah. She even kind of has like an Iggy Azalea-esque kind of flow.
Yeah.
All over the place. Love it. Next, Lyrica Anderson, another friend of the beat here. She just dropped this new video. Again, this whole like reggae situation's coming right now. Yeah. Here it is. Give it to me.
If I said I need, if you really got it, give it to me, please. I ain't stutter at all. We could do it right up in the back of the car. Got me on my knees up in the back of the road. I love it when your teeth are filled with diamonds and gold. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been waiting all night, thinking about it all day. If you hit it all night, we could go the long way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So into you, you got to choose, you got to choose. Cause I'm so into you, you got to choose. Now what we gon' do? If I said I want, if I said I need.
What sample is that?
If you really got it, give it to me, please. If
you say you want
love like that, bet I give you good love. Can I get some good love like that? Give it to
sleepless. I ain't faking it all. When you put it on me, you be setting it off. All between my legs up in the back of the club. And even if they notice, baby, don't give a fuck. Cause I'm so into you. You got to choose, you got to choose. If I said I need, if you really got
it, I see what you're saying. I just can't think of the song right now.
Yeah, they literally
this
say that
like
in the song.
Song, yeah, yeah. Song or something like that.
It's an old school one.
Yeah, it's an old.
You say it. All right, Lyrica Anderson, give it to me. What are y'all thinking, John?
That shit's sexy.
Right,
yeah, yeah, it got a vibe, and she's dope. That's the homie. She's crazy pin game.
Shout out. I love this because I feel like I've always loved her from day one, but too. This I feel is a little elevation in what we've seen from Lyrica.
Yeah, I think the video quality, man.
Yep.
That's always like just the aesthetics of what you're seeing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a big part of like listening to a song or watching a video. So I think that's quality. Whoever shot that did a real nice job.
And production value, the background. With the rims, and it looked like it gave me 90s feel. Like, oh, not 90s, like early 2000 kind of when people cared about music.
Right. When R&B was popping.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, Lyrica, shout out to you. Who I want you to do a song with is this next one. One of my favorite projects out right now, Verse Simmons. He just dropped this video for Guarantee.
Say you got a new man, whatever the fuck. I don't give a damn, cause you still gon' let a nigga fuck. Told you before that pussy's still mine. She said say it again so she know I ain't lying. And she know what it is when I come to the city. When I got her hair nails done just to see me. She put on that little tight dress that I like. Nice, doing everything that I like. Yeah, we got a forever thing.
I'll always belong to you. You'll always belong to me. There's nothing I wouldn't do. This love is a guarantee. I'll always belong to you. You'll always belong.
Verse Simmons, Guarantee.
Let me tell y'all something.
Okay.
Let me tell y'all something about this. Yeah. This production, I don't know who produced this song, but kudos. Because as an instrumentalist, as a keyboardist, whenever I hear a track that actually has like chords, a bass line, like a melody line and structure to it, I'm all... like, it just... Oh, my God. Like, that... When he got to the chorus and that Rhodes came in, I was like, ugh.
Yeah. His entire project is just like butter to your freaking ears.
I love that.
And he's been out here doing this for a while. And I have to say, though, I really loved this project from him. What did you guys think of the video, though? I mean, so it did kind of give me like a little 90s.
It gave me that R&B, like simple, but then like with the like music-wise, like with the harmonies and everything, how that came in, it fit the vibe. It's just It felt like R&B. Like, he bringing R&B back.
He's what I wanted Frank Ocean to go. He like, that... Like, when Frank Ocean came out with the second project, and I love Frank
Ocean.
Like,
this is where
This is where I saw it going, and when I listened to it, I was like, I kind of don't know what he's talking about. But this is like, man, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, it's dope.
It's crazy because it's like you said, you know him, Lyrica. Yeah. You guys are really the new sound of... today, like you guys are the ones kind of channeling. You know, we have our little here and there's who come out with their singles and whatnot, but you guys are what's kind of pending the sound.
Yeah, I think the sound is actually going back to more R&B stuff. Mm-hmm. Like,
it is.
Like,
love it.
I hear
it. It is.
Boom. Yeah. All right, so Brandon, let's get into it.
All right.
How long you been doing music for?
I have been I've been playing piano since I was 5 years old. I've been singing since I was 7. So my entire life. And I've been producing since I was 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
So now, as far as being an artist, now, especially an artist in the LGBT community, what's that been like for you? Especially because you've traveled East Coast to West Coast. And then especially being out here in the L.A. in the black community. Right. What has that kind of been for you?
Yeah. So it's been an uphill battle. When I first got out here and I had my first manager, I was out. They actually told me I had to be back in the closet. So I went back into the closet, I guess. I don't know. And so a lot of the stuff I had written that did include, because this was back in, like, you know, 08, I was writing songs about men and women because I'm bisexual. And so when I presented these songs to my manager for the first time, he was like, you can't do this. I can't take it to any label, I can't chop it, like, you can't use this. So I had to change everything, and I did. And when I let people listen to the songs I wrote then, they were like, we really like this, like, the musicality is there, you've always been, like, a gifted, like, pianist and all this other stuff, but we just don't believe it because it's not who you are. And I was like, well, I don't have a choice.
How did that affect you emotionally?
Oh man, it was bad. It was really bad. I noticed that there was a trend during that time in my life where I started to hate the fact that I was gay or that I was bi. I wished that I could not be that as much as I possibly could, and I did try my best to not be. And then, you know, with people like Frank Ocean, with people like Sam Smith, that kind of, like, put wind back in my sails to be like, I can be this, you know. And so right now in the R&B community, and again, in the black R&B community, the black community in general, I think that we are taking steps towards acceptance of LGBT. It used to be like about 2 or 3 years ago, and it would always be black women who would be the most harmful when it came to this. Most straight black guys I meet, you know, they're cool. The majority of my friends are straight people. But, you know, when it came to black women, they were just, like, upset. Like, oh, you're too cute to be gay. Or, you know, why you got to do this? Or this isn't, no R&B artist is, nobody's going to listen to you because R&B isn't that, you know. And you listen to people like Trey Songz and Chris Brown. Yeah, like, I don't fit in that, you know. And even with singing about men, that's never a place I want to go where it's like, let me objectify. It's more about my songwriting is
telling
a lot about
story.
A story. Everything I write is a story. And some people say that it's too literal. Some people really love it. I don't really give a shit.
It's for you.
But yeah. And so with this new project I've been working on, because I released my first album last September, and that, you know, had a lot of work into it, and that was a straight album. But what I did to kind of, like, the middle finger to, you know, the people who said I couldn't do that was I wrote the story of that album. Every song on that album tells a story, and it's about this couple called Kevin and Stacey, and I released a small, like, video log on YouTube for each individual song, like, explaining the story and what's happening. And so it was about a straight couple, but it was also about, like, my experiences and experiences of my friends. I would say now, being an LGBT R&B artist, a lot of people are very like, oh, that's your angle, that's how you're gonna make it, because we don't have that right now. You know, and we don't have it right now where it's not trashy. You know what I mean? Like, nobody really wants to hear a song about, I'm going to eat you out, or I'm going to suck this, or I'm going to do that. Like,
yeah, like that one, I was interviewing Lola Monroe one time, and we played a video, and I didn't know she had brought in a gay artist. Well, he said, call himself a gay artist, Milan Christopher. Mm-hmm. And, I played this song called Young Boy, Fly Young Boy something. He was a gay rapper, and he had gotten all
they
over World
Star.
Oh,
that's
called
that
Boy
song.
Pussy. Oh, yeah, I know about that song.
Everybody
and
knows that
I was song. Just like, I saw it, and then on camera I was like, this is a disgrace to the gay community, right, because
it's not helping.
It's not helping. And she looked at me, she's like, well, how do you know you're not gay? And I was like, bitch, yes, I am. Gagged her. So I can understand that, and I appreciate it. And it's exactly why, even like watching something like A Love and Hip Hop, what irritated me was that within bringing that Milan on the show was I didn't know him for his music, and I know lots of gay artists out there that are dope. And so here was an opportunity on the biggest show, one of the biggest shows out there, to actually showcase that, and instead they put somebody who ended up having all these rumors and things about him, and it kind of tainted like that aspect of it. And I felt like that was an opportunity. But it did open a lot of discussion. So do you feel within 2016 that you've kind of...
Your music's
been more accepted?
Yeah, this year has been such a blessing for me. I kind of said to after my last album, you know, and I put my heart and soul into it. Self-released, you know, I do graphic design. I also build websites. I learned all of these skills so that I could release my album because nobody was going to help me. No. You know, nobody.
You a Virgo?
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh. It sounds like some Virgo shit.
I do have a lot of Virgo friends though, so there's that. This year, with being more accepting of myself and really embracing that as an artist and finding an angle, because that's what it's about. It's more of like, how can I present this to a mom in Oklahoma that has two kids that's still going to want to play my song on a Saturday morning as she's cleaning the house? How can I get to that person without it being... like exactly. and also, you know the stigmas that are in the gay community. You know, everybody's always like, oh, I don't want them around my kids type of deal, you know. Mm-hmm. So I try to keep it clean, you know. And a lot of my songs, like, even if I do talk about sex, that's my rule. My biggest rule, I will sing about anything, but my biggest rule is if it comes to sex, I always try to find a way to do it without saying sex, without saying I'm gonna be inside of you and I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that. It's always like,
but it's crazy because as a gay man, you have to be like that, because again, growing up for me in my household, my mom would always think you can't be gay. Mm-hmm. I'm like, she would think gay is about sex, drugs, and partying. I'm like, girl, I don't do none of that.
Right. Right, exactly. So it's like...
And I'm like, have you seen my brother? The fuck he doing?
Right. No, but seriously, and that's the point. That's something that I think is really important here. I work with a lot of... Because I also I have a home studio that I built, and I have a lot of rappers come through, and every single thing, like, it's either fuck all the haters, or I'm gonna fuck this chick, or I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna do that. And it's the same, like, four concepts through and through. Right. And then they hear some of my stuff, they're like, oh, this is deep. And I'm like, yeah, I'm thinking about a dude. And they're like, nah, bro, get out of here, nah. And I'm like, yeah, like, this is the time for people to really take a listen to lyrics. Like, Ella Mai. Like, her, like, this is the next generation of songwriting, and I think LGBT stories have to be told. I'm not transgender. I really want to write a song about that. I'm working right now on a song that's like, oh, I'm out of the club, and there's this girl I'm interested in, and there's this guy I'm interested in. Who am I going home with tonight? You know, kind of deal. So these are all things that I think have not been touched, and it just dawned on me this year. So I have had, like, a surge in creativity, and I have so many ideas for my next album, so I'm really excited. Yeah.
All right. I'm with it. So now... you have this video, it's called Get Up, and so there's like a little concept to this video. What's the concept?
So,
Then we're getting a part two Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, you guys are actually getting a part two on my birthday.
Okay.
Nice. On Sunday, this Sunday. So, so let me go back. So the concept of the video, and when I first like had the meeting with the videographer and the editor and the director and the choreographer, and these are all my friends. These are people I've met, like, through, you know, I perform gigs with them or I've done favors for them. And they're like, yeah, I would love to do, you know, your videos. I was like, this is going to be great. So I got them all together and I said, I just have this general concept and I want you guys' creativity to take over. And my concept is, you know, every month there's this group of people and we, you know, we get a message on our cell phone saying to meet at a building for a party. But we never know, like, where it is until the last minute. And we show up.
Go ahead, party monster.
And we show up, and it's fucking lit. And every time we show up, you know, people are drinking, and there's, like, you know, some sexual stuff happening. And it's just, like, it's a good time. And so I told, you know, the choreographers and everybody, I was like, just do what you do best. And they came up with this video, and... The most fun part about shooting the video was doing the choreography. My dance team is featured on there, Collaborate, and they've been an established team in Los Angeles for 11 years. We just celebrated 10 years last year. So 11 years they've been dancing in the LA area. And they, you know, these are all my friends. You know, these are people I've been dancing with for a while now. So everybody was like, yeah, and, you know, the turnout was huge, so we had all these dancers and, you know, the choreography and the lighting, and it was great. And then there's this part in the video where we do this, like, we call it the orgy scene. That's what it says on the sheet, on the call sheet. But what it was supposed to be.
I thought we was not talking about sex. My mother would not approve.
Listen, see, that's what I'm saying. Let me explain this first. Because the concept was, like, at the bridge part of the song, like, we would be dancing, like, in a clump, and everybody would just be kind of like, you know, oh, like, we feel so good, we're on E or whatever.
Okay, I was going to say, you on E or something?
Something like that, I don't know.
You ain't helping my bet.
wait.
Mom, just cut it off right now. Yes. Just listen to the John Hurt part.
Oh, my God. but, you know, we're at the shoot, and right on the spot, the guy, the editor's like, I have an idea. Brendan, you sit right here. We're going to put this girl right here. We're going to put this guy right here. And we're going to surround these girls and guys around you. And everybody just, like, make out with each other. And I was like, but we're all friends. Yeah, like, this is like.
Okay, now this is getting weird.
I want to see.
Like something my ex took me to. And I'm like, where?
No, but it actually, because we were friends, like, it was kind of weird, but it was like, if you watch the video, you would never be able to tell that we were all laughing through the whole thing. Like, he had to make so many cuts during that scene because, like, you know, I would accidentally kiss my friend, and then it's just like, we would try to hold it, and then she would start laughing, and I'd start cracking up, and it was just like, it was great. But I was really worried about that because I knew that, you know, all my friends from church, my entire family was going to see this. So I was like, how is this going to look? And so when I saw it, the way that they edited it, the way that it was shot, it's classy. It's not like trashy, like, oh, let's have an orgy. It's more of just like, everybody's clothes are on. So like, and it's just more of like, it's being an adult, you know, like you're at a club, you see somebody you like, you're going to fill up on them, you know? But I don't know how else to describe it.
I don't know what clubs you're going to. I've not experienced that part.
just anybody, huh?
Right. Oh, you look good. Let me take over here, right?
A little past
you look good.
Down.
Let me come over here.
Like, but kind of motherfucking after hour.
Right. He goes to the after hour.
Mom, I do not hang out with him at all. Oh, my God. First day ever meeting him.
Oh, my God.
Let me save you right now. Okay. So we're gonna play the video Get Up, and then after you're gonna do a performance for us.
Yes, so the song that I'm gonna perform for you guys is not gonna be my album. It's just actually something I put together for today demonstrate you know,
that you can sing.
That I can sing.
Hey.
And the song is called Cheat, and this is, you know, following the line of like the LGBT thing. The song is about a guy who's he's got a girl or a wife. And he finds himself with a man at his house. And this is for all the download guys. And
how are you better trapped in the closet?
Okay.
And there's so much stigma around the download guys, and everybody's like, how could you do this to her? How could you? And those guys are always the bad guys. So my concept with this song was like, what if we go from their perspective? Like, what if we see what's going through their head? Because I've been in the closet before, and a lot of the time you don't wish this was happening, but you can't stop it. So that's the concept I took for this particular song. So yeah, I'll play it for you guys after you see the video.
Boom. All right, so we're going to get you set up, and then we're going to play this video for Get Up. So go on, and we're going to take this look right now. Brandon Lay at Get Up.
To get started, all eyes on me. My swag is so charted. Oh, you gon' see, I shine like a spotlight. Catch me up on that stage. Move out if I'm too bright. And I'm sitting in my shade. Downtown grooving, uptown styling. Oh, yes. New school moving, old school vibing, so fresh. So hard you feel it in your chest. Oh, better than the rest. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to turn up. I'm trying to turn up tonight. This drink and this cup. But first we gotta get it right. And you can't do what you can't do. And you can't turn up. Do
I'm just waiting for the heathen activity.
In my circle, we keep it light. No new friends is the motto. We keep it tight. We're ready for action. That's what we do. Show up with some passion. It's all on you. Downtown groove, downtown style. Oh yes. New school movement, old school vibe, so fresh. So hard you feel it in your chest. Oh, better than the rest. Oh yeah. I'm trying to turn up. I'm trying to turn up tonight. Just drinking this cup. But first we gotta get it right. And you gon' do what you can to do. And you gon' turn up. Don't you wanna get real close to me? Come on, baby, get up.
Boom, Brandon Lee, get up. Hey, if you guys want to see the rest of that video and all that that he was talking about, you're going to have to go check it out on his page.
It's not that bad. That,
but we ain't going to show it, so that way they go give you the click.
It's not that
bad.
Oh,
my God, I can't. No, all right, so before we get...
Judgment.
Child, you see, I got my Jesus on. all right, so before we get you started, though, I want to wrap everything up because you're going to take us out on the show. Okay. First of all, John, thank you for stopping
thank
by.
Thank you, sir. Sure.
Again, where can everyone check your project out?
Man, make sure you check everything out at 4 John Hart. That's number 4, J-O-N-N-H-A-R-T. That's Instagram, SoundCloud, Twitter, all that.
And the new project, Hella Loud.
Hella Loud is H-E-L-L-A. L-O-U-U-D, two U's.
So hella because you're from the Bay.
Hella from the Bay. And then loud.
Because that's what we're going to do. When are we doing any concert dates soon?
I just finished a 10 City West Coast tour.
I didn't
right
ask about
now.
A tour.
I asked about
when can I come see you perform?
I don't know when my next date is. Right now I'm actually getting back in the studio. And we're about to figure out the... A new project. So we're gonna release the EP, the Hell Out EP. Uh-huh. But at the same time, while we're figuring out that situation, I'm going back to work.
You gonna do another Heart to Heart?
So I got Heart to Heart. Hey, okay.
I'm a fan,
okay,
bro.
Yeah, see, so I have three Heart to Heart mixtapes.
Yes,
so I'm on Heart to Heart 3. I have to. I got it. I'm gonna keep the John Hart stuff going as well.
What's
I'm gonna
up?
Do. Both projects.
Balance it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Beyonce. all right. But again, thank you. One more time, your Twitter handle.
Thank you, bro. 4 John Hart, number 4, J-O-N-N-H-A-R-T. Yep.
Boom. Also, make sure you guys check out the new video, Beat Bust Down.
Beat Bust Down.
Mr. Carter, where can everyone follow you?
You can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter and at MrCarter.com.
Boom. Poppy.
Hey, follow me, Poppy Watts, on all social media. Poppy Watts. Also, follow the Society, the lifestyle brand.
But tell them what we're doing this weekend. What are we doing on Friday?
And on Friday, we lit. We at Project LA. You in LA. Definitely come out to Project. It's going to be a movie. DJ Jesse J going to be in the building. Right. Mr. Carter going to be in the building. BHL in the building.
Queen going to be out. We getting Queen out.
We getting Queen out, y'all. We're going to turn up.
So it's a movie. Pull up on us. Let's get it.
So make sure all your favorite people from that you've seen in the past are going to be stopping in. So make sure you guys check it out this Friday, Project LA.
Yep.
Every Friday, Project LA.
Yep.
Check it out. All right. Make sure you guys also, before we do this, I have to have a conversation with you guys. When we say we want you guys to send your music videos in.
Oh my God, okay.
Because you know I like to have real conversations with y'all. Actually, wait, give them my camera. When I say that I want your music videos, I appreciate you guys approaching me, sending me DMs and all that. I don't read them. I can't. It just gets very overwhelming. So that's why we have an email for you guys at bhlthebeat@gmail.com. And I know this might sound rude. I'm sorry. It's just not. I don't mean it like that. But so if you do that, it's more organized. And then Mr. Carter will give them to me, and then I can do it. Because if you start sending me things, it gets out of order. And child, I'm a Virgo, ADHD. Don't work out well for me.
See, yo, OCD character. Capricorn right here, I'm going to organize it and I'm going to take care of y'all.
Right. So send it. So send it to bhothebeat@gmail.com. They'll get filtered through and then we'll get your video played on the show, just like we had all these videos played, right? Okay, bhothebeat@gmail.com. Also hit us up across all social media platforms at bhothebeat, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, BHL Online, and also hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Ladies and gentlemen, to take us out, we have Brandon Lee with his performance of Cheat.
All right, let's do this.
I know what I'm doing is wrong. I know that I should go back home. Then I won't have to be the kind of guy that... She calls my cell phone, I hang up quick. Because it's not her I'm hanging with. I know I should not be doing this, but I'm so gone I can't go back. My girl's at home staying up late. She wants to know when I'll head her way. But now I'm in bed with this other man. How did I get here?
Oh. I wish I could say.
When I'm with him, I don't feel the same. But I think about all of the pain that I'ma cause when she finds out that I've been creeping around all of this time. Messed up,
she's gonna
pack up and be out of here forever. I just can't risk that, no.
First of all, I mean, I'm going to give a little Queen criticism right here. Your live vocals just shitted on your music video vocals.
That's a good thing, though.
Yeah, we can't. I'm like, we're going to have to talk. What's up?
You need to put the song out,
I'm actually going to release this song for free on SoundCloud probably over the next 2 weeks.
Black Hollywood Live exclusive. All right, guys. We love you. We thank you. Make sure you guys check us out this Friday, Project LA in Los Angeles. If you want to hang out with us, turn up. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be there. So I'm expecting y'all to be there, too. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
It's my birthday. I'm celebrating.
We'll see then here.
Hey, yeah.
What do you mean? Where are you celebrating?
My friends are taking me out.
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah, let's see it. You and your orgy friends.
Okay. Oh,
never gonna live it down.
Yeah, yeah, I guess
all right, love you guys. Remember, bhlthebeat@gmail.com. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Christian, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.